I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is episode number 66 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. So let's get busy. I know that it has been a while, and here's the reason why. I have been preaching the gospel for nearly 2,000 times since you last heard from me on a daily basis, almost, with a few little vacations mixed in, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But I am so happy to be back with you, and I thank you so much for your love, your patience, and your support through the many podcasts we enjoyed together and have been blessed by and encouraged to get things done. And so I'm back, and by the grace of God, unless the Lord says otherwise, even though I will continue to preach on a daily basis after I come off of this vacation, once a week, we will get back to doing the Doing It Now, Get Things Done podcast. In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now, by Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished speaking at a meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, many years ago. And as I was walking through the airport, I picked up this little book and read it in its entirety. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. And along with prayer and the power of God, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. Today I will continue sharing with you some of the principles of Edwin C. Bliss and that he talks about in his fine book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Ecclesiastes 11:4 says, "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap." Our Get Things Done quote for today is from Napoleon Hill. He said, "Procrastination is the bad habit of putting off until the day after tomorrow what should have been done the day before yesterday." I like it. We may not be fans necessarily of Napoleon Hill, but you can be a fan of that quote. Allow me to say it again. Procrastination is the bad habit of putting off until the day after tomorrow what should have been done the day before yesterday. May God help us all. Amen. Somebody, somewhere. Today, beloved, in the Get Things Done podcast, we're looking at part 4 of step 10, consider deliberate delay. Some people claim that procrastination is justified because problems sometimes solve themselves if left alone. Isn't this true? That's the question. Here's the answer. Yes, sometimes it is. It's the exception, but it does happen, and in certain circumstances, you might want to consider deliberate delay on these grounds. But remember that problems that go away by themselves often come back by themselves, so be sure you're not fooling yourself. Be sure you're not playing a game with yourself. Napoleon is said to have consciously followed this policy, putting all routine letters aside for 2 weeks before replying to them. He claimed that during that period, most matters had taken care of themselves. Those that had not, he could now handle in a more leisurely manner. On the other hand, whenever time was critical, Napoleon moved swiftly. The reason I defeated the Austrians, he once said, is because they did not understand the value of 5 minutes. Help us all, dear Lord. Dear friends, until next time, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast. Now, let's pray our prayer together that we pray at the end of every podcast. Almighty and most merciful Father, if you don't know it, you can repeat it after me. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen and amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.